Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome, new listeners, to the Todd Glass Show. Before we get going, here's some stuff you should know. To tell if it's a bit or the truth from Todd, if he says potato salad or swear to God, those expressions are comedic, little darling. If Todd means the truth, he always says to George Carlin. And on the topic of bits, let's erase any doubt. Todd's almost always joking when he says, edit it out. The intro goes long, cause Todd's so big-hearted. Other podcasts end before his gets started.
The intros are recorded on a phone, but don't worry. The audio of the show is at a higher quality.
You know the Podcasters Association voted the Todd Glass Show a number one. So welcome to the show.
Lucy's auto body. Call 323-930-2525. Lucy's auto body. Call 323-930-2525.
Mm-hmm. Lucy's auto body. By the way, I do want to thank them. I'm serious. If you live near like Pico and Crescent Heights, that area, Lucy's auto body. They do everything. Mechanics. They'll paint your car. They'll put on a new timing belt. That's right, I'm sending some love their way. You know why? Because whenever I complain about something, you know, I think I should send some love to some people. You're going to go. You're going to be like, Todd, you know what? I drove down here from Whittier, and it was worth it to go to Lucy's Auto Body. I told you, my whole... You know what it's like to find a mechanic that you can trust? It's a big deal. And that's how I always feel over there. So I'll send them love their way. Why can't I? Lucy's auto body. Lucy's auto body.
Lucy's auto body. Call 323-930-2525.
All right, listen. You're gonna go to Lucy's? I'm obsessed with it now. I want you to go. You know why? Because you're going to go. You're going to email me. Hey, Todd, we actually went to Lucy's Auto Body. You were right. Lucy herself is there. What more do you want? That's right. Lucy herself, the owner's daughter. Hi, everybody. I'm the new CEO of Lucy's Auto Body. My name's Todd Glass. You're going to come on down here. We're going to take care of whatever you need. And you know what sometimes a good company does? Everyone says, oh, they should tell you what you need. How about they're so honest down there at Lucy's Auto Body, they'll tell you what you don't need. Nah, don't worry about that. You know what? You should do this. Your tires are okay. You'll do them after the new year. You can get 4 months out of them. So you develop a trust in somebody. Lucy's Auto Body, they're America. All right, listen, this is the opening of the show. Our guest is Rory Scovel. It was a lot of fun. He was great. If you don't hear me saying anything, it's because I'm convulsing. And it was just a fun night. So, and today's show is being sponsored by Lucy's Auto Body. That's right. That's right. Can you drop the bill down from what he said to a little lower for me? All right. Everybody, I love you. That's right. I tell people I love them because I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid. Oh, Jesus Christ. This fucker falls asleep in the middle of my opening here. I thought it was nice because I didn't want to let him back into the room because of what happened in the podcast. And I said, you know what? Let him come hang out. Didn't I not say that, Nick? This fucker falls asleep again. All right, listen, enjoy the show. And go on down to Lucy's. Whether you need some auto body work done, maybe a fender, maybe your whole car needs to be repainted, or you just need a new headlight, or batteries, or tires, or a timing belt, or brakes, or just maybe you need to have your car looked at because you're thinking about buying it and you want to know if it's worth it. Lucy's, you're going to love Lucy's. It's Todd Glass Show.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
No, talk about you don't like it first.
You don't like it? I thought you would love it.
I just like what used to be in here.
What used to be in here was, it was a disgusting old garage.
I love storage space. Now you can't store anything in here.
Well, I thought, but you don't like it. Do you like it? It looks good.
No.
You've never seen this. Isn't it crazy?
This is so great.
It's unbelievable, right?
I was already impressed when this was a dining, like you turned this into a dining room.
Oh, I forgot you were here when it was a dining room. That's, yeah.
That was enough to impress me to see this.
It's crazy, right?
This is so...
You know, Daniel Kino said it the best. He goes, because it doesn't make it look like we're trying to say the old place wasn't magical, because Black Horse was unbelievable.
Black Horse is great, but this is another level.
Someone said that I made my own. This is what Daniel Kino said. He goes, that you made that place your own.
Yeah,
this is your own. And that's a good way of putting it. Nick Lipa.
You know, it's kind of weird. It's like all the decor now, actually, it's kind of like it makes sense now.
Because you know what it is?
Like at Black Horse, it was great, but it was like, they still sometimes come up here and do other things. This is like for this.
It's just this. It's like a crazy fort.
It's like
a crazy fort.
Where someone does a radio show.
Wow. Where do we start? This is a cold opening. Other shows are so upset. That what we just did, you walking into the studio for the first time, that's a cold opening.
I didn't sign off on that.
Well, we can talk
You
later.
Have to tell me when we're recording.
Oh, well, that we were recording.
Well.
Oh, you have agents and managers now and stuff, so it's a little different.
In my car. They'll come in as I need them.
Really?
I'm on another level now, Todd.
Are they going to call on the phone throughout the whole show demanding things?
No, I told them not to. I told him not to hit me interrupt the show.
Yeah, yes and my ass. Fuck that. I'd like to go into classes that still practice yes and you know, like an improv class, take it like I'm, you know, like, I'm just taking an improv class.
Yeah.
And then when they say yes, I go, fuck yes and.
Yeah.
I'm going to say my favorite comedians don't do yes and.
Yes
all
and.
The time.
This isn't the 70s anymore. Yeah. There's a new style. Yeah.
How about yes and no?
Yeah.
How about no and how about yes and give me some time to.
No but.
No but. You want to hear our barn song?
Okay.
I'll play a little bit. This is our barn song. Oh, it's going to be a fun show.
He's got a circus barn.
Guess who's here today?
Were you asking
There's
me?
There's a barn.
There's a barn.
What a barn.
Keith is here. A one and a
two and a one, two.
And they do a little
small show there. It was voted number one there.
Hey.
Oh, there's music.
There's music.
And silly dancing.
Rory Scovel.
But of podcast people with the bells and whistles. The bubbles live and soap.
What?
When they hear the last to the intro.
Hey, it's Todd, everybody.
Everybody's ready for the show.
Hey, what's it say on that wall? It says, and Jordan in spirit on the chalkboard. Take a picture of that.
You spelled my name wrong.
Did they really?
Yeah. Best. That'll be something I may not sign off on this episode.
Rory Scovel's our guest, everybody. Wow. That's right. You're our guest. Let's bring him in and let's.
I'm glad we could settle our differences and you could get me back in.
Oh, but we're going to talk about that. By the way, to George Carlin, we're going to talk about that because. But let's welcome you here.
The Charleston Special streaming on Seesaw tonight.
What did I do? How did I turn it off?
Oh, it pulled this.
What happened?
It pulled this.
Oh, my God. What's going on? I'm
90%
serious.
Every podcast is a meltdown.
Yeah, okay.
Rory Scovel, the Charleston Special, streaming on Seesaw tonight. Rory Scovel, he's on the
In that guy's head, what is he twirling around?
I was acting like, in my head, by the way, for the people listening, which is usually everybody, wow, I was acting like, you know when you see people dance like that?
Yeah.
It seems like their feet are doing all this stuff,
yeah, right.
And then their hands are doing something else. I wasn't trying to be bad. I was just letting my guard down and thinking, how would I dance if nobody was around?
That was great. That was like a 1920s, 30s.
Wow, I'm exhausted. Hold on. Can you? Oh, my God. Should we leave this? Yeah. Okay, let's get the room set up again. I'm going to turn that light off.
That feels good.
Rory, I'm so glad you're back.
I'd never thought it would happen. We've been through so much.
Can I tell you?
There's been a lot of politics.
When people, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And Todd died. We never heard from Todd again. Todd?
Yeah.
What an opening.
You guys, I wish you could have all seen it. Todd just danced in it was good. Epic fashion.
When we take a break, first of all, hello, everybody. Hello, everybody.
Hey, everybody.
I'm glad you're back. So we have Jimmy Ryan Jr. here. Everyone knows Jimmy Ryan because his dad owned Smokey Joe's. Well, his dad didn't really own it, but we make it sure. He did own it. His family owned it. Keith is here.
One,
I don't even know how that's appropriate. It's not even appropriate. And Aristotle, hello.
That's me.
That's me. Is your mic on?
Yeah, I just need to lean into it.
And Aaron from Mute Valley Sound. Jesus.
Mute Valley Sound.
All right. That's a little loud. Wow. I love you already, Rory. So I'm going to read the tweet that you sent me. I have so many intros for you.
All right.
Should I do the other one? But you're going to want to shoot this one.
You do. You tell me what
well,
to do.
I want to talk about a few things before we introduce you.
Okay.
Nothing serious, don't worry. I don't do that up front anymore. When they give you... Has
I
anyone...
going to be like, I close with it now. I don't do it up front. I do it close with it.
I close with it. Talking about issues.
Yeah, I do my issues closer.
What time do you have to... Oh, I don't want to ask you.
I'll 20
ask you
minutes. Later. I have 20 more minutes, 20
minutes
at the max.
Wait, that seems short. Has anyone talked about this? Because it's starting to get... Some places it's overwhelming. When they give you the receipt and your change... And then they try to do it so they don't have to hand it to you separately.
Yeah, they put it on and...
Well, I don't like that.
Yeah.
What do you think? Is it my fault or their fault?
I think it's your fault.
So I should. They have to do it. Because here's what I think.
What are they going to do?
Hand you the change.
Yeah.
I know. I think it might take the same amount of time. That's what I want to genuinely figure out. Okay, let's face it. I try after I get that pile of thing. For some reason, my instincts are, I guess if I'm wrong, if it's a long line of people and they hand you the receipt and then they hand you the change, maybe they're right. You know, Daniel Kino got me started up in this bit.
Okay,
not started up, but he was annoyed by it.
What's his angle? He's annoyed by it.
He's annoyed by it, but I think we might be wrong. Like, as I was starting to do the bit, I'm being to George Carlin, honest. Yeah. Like, what are they supposed to do?
Yeah.
If I'm already fantasizing right now, you being the customer and I'm working at a store already, I get it.
Yeah.
Here you go, and then someone's going to put it in their thing, and then they're going to. Here you go. Now go. Go 2 feet over
things.
Go 2 feet over there and reorganize.
I think they're right.
And you know what? I think they are. And you know what? I changed my opinion. I could change it back again, but right now I've changed it because, it's inconvenient for me a little bit because, I'd rather them hand me it, and I'd be pretty quick with it, but not everybody would be. And even if everybody was as quick as
99% of the people aren't quick.
No,
with
and
it.
By the way, here's this. Even if they're as quick as me, and I do it. When I try to, if they were handing me one at a time, I would do. But even that would take longer.
Right.
Even if everybody was quick in line, forget about the people that won't be quick. For even the people that, they'll get the thing, they'll put it in their wallet, then they'll take the next thing.
Here's your receipt. Oh, the worst is when you get the person who's slow on the other side of the actual person working the register. Like, here's your change. Did I count that? Did I give you the whole? Here's your receipt. What is a long receipt? You get $5 off the next time you come in. That's neat.
Yeah, I just thank you. How do you do? You know when
is that your child?
Yes, it is.
Yes, that is my child.
Oh, adorable! I see the resemblance.
Did you give me my credit card back?
Oh, let me check. I think I did. And then underneath the counter, like just a pile of credit cards.
So I think I love that we came to a different conclusion on that one. Oatmeal cookies. I believe it, and I've been told they are not healthier than other cookies. No, but listen to this. Here's the thing. It gets sadder. It does get sadder. Do you want to hear the story of the oatmeal cookie?
Yes.
And my thing with oatmeal cookies?
100%.
Well, we can take it out through the house. I've been told by many people, and I believe them, it's not healthier.
Right.
I get it. They go, one time I asked my friend, a smidget? I thought maybe a smidge. He goes, not even worth bringing up.
Not even a small percentage of that cookie is healthier.
No.
There's a part of you also think that mints are healthy for some reason.
Yes. Oh,
like
thank
a chocolate
you.
Mint. You're like, that's healthy.
Yeah, because it's a mint.
Yeah.
You're allowed to have a mint.
Yeah.
And okay, so you're right with the mint and also with the oatmeal cookie. So I was told it by people that know, my sister-in-law who bakes and she understands proportions and calories. She goes, virtually undid. And guess what I still do? I'm admitting it.
Yeah.
And by the way, I'm telling you, not only have I been told it, I believe it.
Yeah.
And I've been told it's been talked about for 15 years, 20 years, the joke of the oatmeal cookie. Somehow it's like we need a brand muffin.
Right.
I still, when I go and they have an oatmeal cookie, I still convince myself it's a little better.
And you get it.
Half better. Not even a little.
Healthy.
What do you do? Oatmeal, I'm lying.
Raisin.
I'm lying while I tell the truth. I convince myself it's actually healthy.
Like yeah.
Not healthy, the healthiest thing. What?
Like fried vegetables.
Like fried vegetables.
Oatmeal raisin, though, I can't do the raisin.
Oatmeal, forget oatmeal raisin, I'll think it's, I don't need a wheatgrass.
Yeah.
Because I already had the oatmeal raisin cookie, so I got my energy for the day.
I don't even have a wheatgrass shot.
So I don't know why.
Those are my vegetables.
There's one other thing. Oh, Rory, is this true? I was peeking around on your website.
Okay.
Now I don't want to embarrass you.
No, no.
Do you sell underwear that turns into a turtleneck?
I used to, and I never took the feature down.
Really? So what was it? What was that for? I don't really know. I saw a picture of it.
Well, it's underwear that you pull up as high as you can.
To hide your gut?
To cover your entire upper body, and it kind of comes to just above your neck. And it's also a turtleneck, and you can push your arms out the side, and you have your arms.
Hold on.
Two and one, two, three.
For the music that I just played in the background?
Yeah.
It's not helping.
Anyways, folks, that is a link that's on my website, but don't just because I don't use it anymore doesn't mean you can't use it. What I like to do is if I'm out and it's wintertime and I go, well, what underwear should I wear? Now, you guys know me. I'm a thong. I'm a Speedo kind of guy. But every now and then I leave the home and I forget a jacket and I think to myself, well, luckily I wore my turtleneck underwear. So I'll just hike these things right up and I'll put my arms through the the little holes on the side, and I curl it right up under my neck, and it's we also call it a reverse condom. in the if you wear it, you'll never need a condom because no one's gonna sleep with you.
Wait a second, Aristotle is giving me a sign. One of your managers is on the phone. Is this true?
Well,
the potato salad. Are you really?
Yeah. This is the things have changed for me now.
Hello, you're on the Todd Glass Show.
Yes, I'm calling to try to get in touch with Rory Scovel.
Yeah, this is Todd Glass. Rory's my guest today. Who is this? His manager?
I'm his manager.
Yeah, what's going on?
Do you want to know my name?
Rory, you just talked to him.
Do you want to know my name?
Rory, you just talked to him.
Peter, is that you?
It's me. Yes, Rory, it's me. And here's the thing. I'm not happy with the fact that we have to wait in the car this entire time. I told you not to do this show. I said this was going to hurt you.
Tell him you're on the air.
I said this would hurt.
Peter, I want you to know that we are currently on the air, so whatever you say is heard.
I'm very well aware. I don't use my voice for anything but to say what I intend to say. And I'm currently saying what I intend to say, and that is you have 15, maybe 20 more minutes on this show.
I can't have a show.
I'm listening live. I have a live feed in the car. If you don't turn it around, you're giving Todd nothing. Everybody in the car agrees you're giving Todd absolutely nothing. On this show, he is having to work with garbage with you. Okay.
All right, hang up on that. That's making me uncomfortable.
Did you hear what he said?
What's that?
He said I was garbage.
What is that? Do you hear that?
Oh, that's. Well.
What is it?
It's them.
What?
That's my manager and my agent.
So they're gonna honk the horn through the show?
Yeah.
Oh, Rory, this is. I can't. Should we just take a break and deal with this?
No. It'll be fine. Let's move on. They're going to do what they're going to do. Let's you and I do what we're here to do. We don't need to. We're not going to let someone else's actions dictate our actions.
It's uncomfortable.
Well, they're not parked directly in front of your house. There's no reason your neighbors would.
No, but they can't. You go talk to them and have a.
They're not going
to
listen. They still have the power of the horn. They're in the car.
Rory, I'm being honest with you.
Did you hear what he said?
I wasn't really listening.
He said I was a garbage performer on the podcast so far. He said I was giving you nothing.
How's
to work
he listen to it?
He said he has a live feed through the radio in the car.
Yeah, we make these bits work. We can make up anything we want. How's
we're the congratulatories. We congratulate ourselves on the bit within the bit.
Rory, I'm going to introduce you to the show now, and then we're going to get started. You want to know how many things I've planned? We have your nephew and your niece.
You know,
they sing, right?
All right. I mean, I know that, but how do you know them?
We have them singing. All right. So I haven't listened to it yet. We're gonna do the Q. We're gonna play QVC.
Okay.
We're gonna do so many bits. You're gonna shit in your pants. We're gonna call somebody. Who are you gonna call, Rory?
I don't know.
You don't know, but you're gonna think
I'll
about it.
I'll call somebody.
You want to make a nice call, a random nice call to somebody, or do you want to just
call Jeff Tate again? Remember that last time?
What did he? Oh yeah, he was. He
yeah.
He
said he was gonna kill himself.
That was
and
not
then,
funny.
And then you didn't want. You were like, get off the. You want me to just hang up on him?
Well,
you were like, Roy, you don't need that
did.
Stress.
Oh, my God, I did.
You don't need that stress.
Well,
hang up on him.
Because I thought we need to deal with this seriously. Like, go hang up. He didn't say that. He said that he was depressed and his therapist canceled on him. And I felt really bad, but you had texted him and said, Todd's going to call you on the air.
Yeah.
So when he does, and he played it great. He didn't go so over the top. In all fairness, he just said, how much shit do you have on the table? Your glasses?
just so you know, I have two things on the table.
That's a lot.
One's a glass and the other one's glasses.
I've never seen it. I've never seen so much stuff.
You know what's neat is this is a glass and these are glasses, but this is also singular. Why isn't this glasses and this is glass? Anyways, those are kind of my new jokes I'm working on in my new hour. You can get it at RoryScovel.com.
Just playing you. I'm playing you. Homage to your jokes.
All right.
You keep talking.
Anyways, it's on my website. It's RoryScovel.com. It's my special. It's $5. You can download it.
It's on CISO, right?
Well, I'm also selling it on my website. So if
they let you do that?
They were cool with that.
That's awesome.
CISO, they're hip. They're a hip group.
You want me to play in? I wrote the song on the guitar.
Bring me in.
Okay. Is everyone happy? When I turn around, I'm going to do it from over here.
All right. Do I leave the handcuffs on? Do I leave the handcuffs on? Okay.
Go ahead.
Rory Scovel's on the Todd Glass Show.
goes on the Todd Glass Show. Rory's always such a treat, you know. Rory's on the Todd Glass Show tonight. Rory's gonna do some bits with Todd Glass.
I know for our listeners, that might, but I had the room so smoked up, and I was,
And then he turned on the smoke machine.
Wow. What's going on?
Keep going, bro. Wait, is that smoke machine still going? No, right?
No, but it was going for a long time.
Wow. This room is smoky. It looks like when Daniel Kino's in here smoking his cigarettes.
Cockers.
Hey, you want to do it? You want to do? Hold on. Let's see. I got so much. Is there anything you need to talk about?
I've been down and out recently.
How's show? Tell me what's going on. What are you doing right now? What are you working on? We don't talk about that long.
So many projects. So many different projects. I got so many ideas I'm going out with, and I'm getting different people involved, and I'm meeting people. And I'm getting mixed in with a lot of creatives.
You still do the show about when you're in the elevator?
Oh, of course I do that
I
show.
Love that
it's
one.
It's my favorite.
That's on
show.
HBO, right?
That's an HBO show. It's
I
called
love
Up
it.
And Down.
You still do Dinner with Larry?
Dinner with Larry. That's more of a, you know, an interview
show. What's that
show.
On? That's on Netflix?
That's IFC.
What's Rory Schmory?
That's
on
Netflix.
Get your goddamn Bory out of my Horry.
Rory Schmory, get your goddamn Bory out
of
my
Horry. What is that?
That's
I never saw it.
That's a sketch variety
Oh,
thing.
It sounds so
Rory
much Schmory, fun.
Get your goddamn Bory out of my Horry.
I love it.
It's what that is cutting edge
Rory
television.
Rory Schmory, goddamn Bory, get your Bory out
of my
Horry.
Horry. Yeah.
Now, I saw this other show. I'm not joking around, the potato salad. You have it. I saw it on Comedy Central. When did that start?
That premiered this year.
Fifty Schmipty, Kipty, Lifty. Hey, Larry, watch your Hipty, Mipty, Schmipty.
So what you're seeing is the trend. These longer titles are what people are into them. Hipty, Schmipty, Gripty, Stipty. That came out in January.
Wow. So you really have a lot going on.
Yeah, and a lot of times people don't even care about the words. People will just watch stuff. I got to think of CBS coming out in like... Yeah.
Mary, where's your hat?
Yeah.
Mary, where's your hat?
That's out.
What's that about?
It doesn't matter.
What's it about?
There's not even a hat in it, I'll tell you that.
See, I like it because you think outside the hat box.
Yeah, it's a Breaking Bad kind of show.
Wow.
Yeah, but it's multicam.
Rory, be honest, how are things going?
It's not good. Things aren't good. It's not good. None of these things have sold.
Do it again, but I want you to be more dramatic when I go, how are things? You know, you go from great, great, great. I go, I'm a friend. You just start crying. Ready?
And CBS bought it, and HBO's
Rory,
got a thing
Rory,
on the Netflix.
Rory, I'm a friend. Tell me seriously, how you doing? More dramatic. I want you to start blubbering crying the minute I say how you doing. Let's do it again. Go from positive to minute I say you're a friend. The minute I open up the door that you can be honest with me.
CBS bought it.
Wow.
Netflix
Rory,
got a thing.
Rory,
I got
Rory,
NBC
Rory,
knocking on my door.
Rory.
I got a thing. You know the video screens at
Rory,
gas stations?
Rory.
I got a show on there.
I'm a friend. Tell me. I can tell me the truth.
It's not good. It's not good. Things are bad. Things are so bad.
Why?
Jordan left.
Who?
She took the baby.
Your wife left?
My wife is gone.
Well, why did she take the baby?
I haven't sold a single show.
But that's not why she left you.
Oh, God.
No, tell me the truth.
She left because I haven't...
Did she leave for a younger man?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Blake Wexler.
Wait, he's not that much younger.
I know, but he is younger in general.
Yeah, but maybe a year.
That's what she likes.
A year?
1 year younger. I'm 35, and she holds it against me.
Oh, well, Blake is younger. You know why I have to point that out?
She's my age.
Here's why I have to point it out. Because if Blake Wexler, if I don't fix the bit, he'll call me on the phone. I could see him right now. Hey, Todd, I'm a lot younger. Oh, he's on the phone already. It is honestly Blake Wexler. Blake.
Hey, Todd, it's me, Blake Wexler. Here's the thing.
I already corrected the age thing.
Younger than that.
I know.
Younger than that.
All right, make him sound dumber.
Hey, Todd.
Hey, Blake.
I'm not that age. What age? What age did you say again?
You're right, because I know you're about 24.
I'm not even 24.
How old are you?
I'm 13.
You're 13 years old.
I don't know. No. I don't know how old I am.
Oh, don't you start crying.
I don't know how old I am.
What do you mean?
I've been saying 13 for 20 years.
Well, you're 23 then.
I don't know.
Well, you're 33 then.
I don't know. I'm not that old.
And a one, and a two, and a one, two, three.
I don't even know how that helps. That doesn't seem to help. I don't even understand what.
Nothing kicked in. I always think someone's going to kick in. It seems like something would have kicked in right there. It seems like right when that happened, like a song would have kicked in, or a dance would have happened, or a band.
A one and a two and a one.
I keep thinking a band's going to come in when he does that.
Seems like it's
what I guess what I'm not getting is that there's no band.
One, two, three, one, one, two, three.
It's not even appropriate. You think like a
Sierra, do it again. I love that bit. What? Rory, how you doing? Is it good?
It's the reverse.
Oh, okay. What's wrong?
Jordan left. Baby, I can't get a job.
Rory, I'm a friend.
My car won't start.
I'm a friend. Tell me the truth.
I got two specials coming out on HBO next year. I've never written this much in my life. I own a restaurant chain, steakhouses.
You own a steakhouse?
I own many steakhouses.
Snake, schmake, flake, dake, eat your Mickey, gicky, glake.
Yeah.
What kind of
and
restaurant?
If people don't pronounce it right, I kick them out. I don't need them.
You know what I do if I had a restaurant? I call something on the dish embarrassing names. I call it the juicy shit fuck. I'd make it so good. I would make a dish called juicy shit fuck. I'd make it so good. I'd hire the best chef in the world. Hi. That way they'd have to order it. And I would tell the wait staff. Don't let him say J.
I am
S. Whatever the initials would be.
I am embarrassed to ask this, but what is in the cunt soup? What is that? What's in the cunt soup?
Now, why do you have to curse?
It's on the menu.
You're the waiter who hasn't read the menu.
It's on the menu. I don't want to say that word. I'd rather say the C word soup.
Listen,
that would be great. You go to a restaurant, they call it something the C word soup, and you're just like, wait, what's the C word? And you're just like, well, it's obviously chili. It's obviously chili. What did you think it is?
Oh, I thought it was cunt. My husband said, I bet you $40 it's cunt. Now I gotta buy dinner.
Our guest is Rory Scovel, ladies and gentlemen. Let's bring it through the house.
We all need more Rory Scovel.
Yeah. Yeah. Rory Scovel.
Right here on this episode.
My favorite part.
Hey!
Hey! I forgot what it was.
Your own show title.
He'll bring the
bits. Oh, is that what it was?
Oh boy.
He'll bring the bits.
He'll bring the bits. Oh boy.
Now, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
See what your memory is. Did we ever use that one before or not?
I don't think we've used that one.
We have.
Okay.
Because you're stupid.
I
is that
know.
The one we just did?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You're not stupid. I don't even like joking and saying that. I think my jingles might sometimes I get too obsessed with them.
Now, do you read the reviews on iTunes?
I knew it. But I did write this song. Oh, Rory, I'm glad you're here tonight, my friend.
And this is the guy serenading. He's serenading his wife, but she's too, like, she keeps interrupting.
Okay, honey, we're out to the restaurant.
Yeah.
No, we're at the house.
Yeah.
Let me get my guitar.
Oh, you're getting your guitar out?
I love you do visually.
You're getting the guitar?
Sure I am.
Okay.
Let's go into the bathroom.
Is this because it's our anniversary?
Let's walk into the bathroom.
Okay.
Where we get some nice, my voice will sound better.
All right, but it's a 10-minute walk, but if you want to go to the bathroom to do it, we can go to the bathroom. It's 10 minutes away. In real time, it's 10 minutes. There's no getting around it. For us to physically go from here to the bathroom, it's 10 minutes. We time it. We time it every day.
Picture them timing it.
No, I'm picturing...
Honey, you're not following.
You're looking from another angle. I'm looking at it as you being Rory Scovel. Like, you know that I don't want to do this for 10 minutes, and then you say, it's 10 minutes. That means we have to do this for 10 minutes. That's the way I'm giggling. Because I thought that was you being like, what do you call it? Like precocious. You know what I mean? Like, it's a 10-minute walk. There's no way getting around it because we know it's 10
There's
minutes.
There's no getting around it, and it's just a bare hallway.
Well,
nothing to stimulate
honey,
more conversation.
Honey.
Yes?
I put a new bathroom in. That was one of the things I wanted to tell you, and it's right over there. Let's walk in there.
Well, is it?
Now we're in here.
Oh.
Hello?
Oh. It's very cavernous.
Let me get my guitar.
Is this is the neighborhood they approved of a lot of people, you can't build new stuff in your house.
Okay, let me just, I have something that I wanted to do for you.
Because it's our anniversary?
Wait, I thought I was proposing to you.
Oh, you want to do a re-proposal?
I love your cheating.
If we start over, we got to go back to the living room, and that's...
All right, Let's go back to the living room, and then what should it be? Should it be our anniversary?
Yeah.
No, not our anniversary. I just want to propose to you. You won't shut up. No, let's do it at the house.
Yeah.
It's better. Than
All
the
right.
We'll do that. But I want to propose to you.
Yeah.
And you won't stop interrupting me. I already love it.
Okay.
I already love it. Okay. Because she's talking about the permit for the bathroom.
Yeah, yeah,
Jesus fucking Christ. What the fuck do you care? I'm trying to propose to you because I love you. So here we go. Well, we'll just go mid-scene. Here we go.
Okay.
Could you guys do some background house ambient noise? I don't know what it is, but maybe do it. We should. maybe we should pick 1, 2, 3. You guys can do 3 background. It's just ambient house noise sounds.
Yeah.
With your mouth, no recorded. So here we go. Do 1 would be this. That's not bad.
Oh, you got it.
It really isn't bad.
It would have just been some noise. Okay, so what's that noise?
That's the air conditioner you won't fix. You still won't fix that air conditioner. You want to make honest woman out of me, you better fix that air conditioner. Like I told you on our first date, if that air conditioner ever gets fixed, only then would I say yes to a knight in shining armor. Extending his hand.
All right, hold on. I want to say something to you.
Okay.
That air conditioner. Let me just shut it off.
Okay.
By the way, that was Aristotle.
Getting hot.
That was Aristotle.
It's getting a little warm.
I want to propose.
Idea?
No.
You want to propose an idea?
I want to say something. I didn't mean to say propose.
Okay.
I want to say something, honey.
Oh, I almost said something. Who should go first?
Let me get my guitar.
Oh, we said it at the same time. Who should talk first?
No, we didn't say it.
You got me. You got me. We didn't talk at the same time at all. You got me.
We
actually didn't.
That time we did, though.
Me first or you? Who should go first? Or you?
Honey.
Yeah?
There's something. The reason I know this sounds a little crazy, but come on into the bathroom with me. And I think
you fixed the water pressure. You finally fixed the shower water pressure.
I didn't get around to that, but there is another reason I wanted to bring you in.
Well, I'll never live in this house till the water pressure's fixed. I'll always have my apartment by myself.
She's the worst.
All right, well, come on in the bathroom.
All right. This better not be me having to watch you pee again. I didn't like it last time, and I won't like it this time.
Listen, I love you. I just want to say that I love you very much.
When's the last time you bought a new toothbrush? Look at this thing. Ugh. What's this green stuff?
I don't remember the last time that I bought a toothbrush, but I just wanted to say...
Hold on. I'm writing it down in my sketchbook. Buy my little Toddy a new toothbrush.
All right, listen, there's something...
And
let me
if
get
I
my,
can remember,
let me
I
get
think
my...
CVS is having a deal on toothbrushes, if my memory serves me correctly. But you go ahead. I'm getting in the way.
You go.
I'm getting in the way. You go.
Are you...
Are you wondering why I have my guitar?
Yeah, is that a guitar? I was going to ask. I've always heard them in music. I've never seen one live. I've never seen any. If you can believe this, I've never live seen an instrument. I've never once seen an actual instrument of any.
There's a reason I have my guitar. I wanted to see.
So that is a guitar.
Yes.
Because you're talking to someone who's never seen a guitar live in person.
It's the same guitar you would see on TV.
Six strings. I always thought it was one string with a super long neck.
I have something I want to sing.
Oh, that's loud.
Is that too loud?
I don't love the acoustics in here, if that's what you're asking. Can I put in my earbuds?
Okay, there's something I want to tell
you. I'm going to put my earbuds in real quick. Go ahead.
There's something I want to tell
you. Go ahead.
There's something that I want to say to you. Oh, what's your name in this bit? I want you to name yourself.
Cheryl.
Oh, Cheryl. Oh, Cheryl. Oh, Cheryl, I don't know what I did without you. Oh, Cheryl. Hold on. Are you okay? Huh? Are you okay?
Oh, I've had my earbuds in the whole time. I didn't hear anything.
I'm singing a song.
Oh, you were singing. Oh, I'm
singing a
sorry.
Song. I saw you had your earbuds in.
Yeah, you had your earbuds in. Yeah, I had them in.
Cheryl.
And Cheryl, yeah.
I have you in the bathroom. I really,
want to.
Okay, why are you doing that?
We're doing what?
Okay, I want to tell you something.
I want to tell you something, too. Who should tell someone something first?
I wrote a song.
Well, ladies first, but go ahead.
Well, not. I want to say something to you, and okay. I wrote a song.
Well, I brought a snare drum in here with me, and I'm not great at playing it. But
Don't do that.
I want to do that while you play your song.
I just want to sing a song because I think it would be so nice.
And I'll join in as I see
fit.
Well,
I'd rather you just let me do the song because it's so special for
you. Well, I would rather you let me do the drum. How fun is this? Look at it.
Are you?
Listen, 1, 2, 3. But I can't do it unless I make the kicky kicky
sound.
You
don't know my song.
Well, I'll figure it out as you go. You know, it can't be that difficult.
There's something I want to tell you. I know it sounds a little cliche.
Spider! That's a spider!
No.
There's a spider over... Nope, that's a
that's
shadow.
The flicker from
that's
the candle.
A shadow. It's a candle flicker shadow.
There's something I want to tell you.
That always gets me.
And I wrote it in a song. Oh, Cheryl, you mean the world to me, Cheryl. I love you so much. Don't know what I'd do without you. I don't know what I would do if you were. All right, Cheryl.
This is so fun.
1, 2, 3.
There's something I want to tell you. I think we should end this relationship.
That's the bit.
Hey. That was great.
Wait, what was that? Why did you just do that?
Marrying her.
Oh, my God.
Wait, why did you do that all of a sudden?
Even in the bit, I wanted to get out of that relationship. Oh, she was driving me nuts. How about the first time? Did you get a permit for that toilet?
Can you just build a bathroom whenever you want?
Can I ask you a question? Take a deep breath.
All right.
And a one, and a two, and a 1, 2, 3.
Do you think that...
Yes.
that I should read the text that me and you sent back and forth today? You sent some really disturbing pictures.
I sent you some headshots.
No, so here's what happened. Maybe we could have a little... I'm not... Okay, here we go. I hope I can read these. I always wonder... So I'm not even sure if I should read
these tweets that we tweeted back and forth. See, it's 7:30 tonight. Do you want to read them? No, because you you won't edit them, and I will if I get to
them. Yeah.
All right, cool.
Oh, God.
Will you promise to read them to George Carlin, what it really says?
Yeah. See you at 7:30 tonight, said Rory. Todd's reply, yes. Way too many S's. We all do that. What's your address?
Don't.
16, 12, 22. Todd, 10 seconds ago, I asked you for your address, and you're just now sending it? Rory, you're overreacting. I'm telling you, you've changed. I'm not going to fight with you, Todd. Bring it on. I'll take a swing at your baby. Seriously, I miss Jordan,
honestly.
Who said
I'll take a swing? Oh, I did.
Seriously, I miss Jordan, honestly.
I do. I meant that.
I've already wasted too much time on this convo. I could have been talking to HBO about my special.
You're not saying who's you and who's me. You forgot. You were doing it in the
beginning. Let people figure it out.
Okay, you're right.
Maybe put HBO in caps. You don't look like a fucking dumb nobody.
I don't respect
them enough. And then I said, the name of Todd's street is a street poor people live on. And I mean that in a nice way. It's cool that you don't flaunt your money. Rude. You're just rude. Don't know when to stop. You hurt people. And that's why Jordan fucks guys at the Gelson's. Wait, what? Who? Never mind. I'll talk to you later. I said too much. Please let this go. No. Jordan, you won't believe I just fucked up.
You said no.
Yeah, I said no.
And then I said.
Then Todd goes, Jordan. You won't believe I just fucked up. Jordan, does Rory know I shop at Gelson's? And I wrote, what? And then Todd said, nothing. And then I said, do you need my headshot to post for the podcast? Todd goes, I love it. The guy who doesn't understand podcasting. And then I said, well, if you need it, I just got new ones here. And I sent a dude with a boner jerking off, totally naked.
Let me tell you something. That coming up on your screen, it's fucking shocking. It's like, what the fuck? How did that happen?
I've never had
anybody text me. By the way, I live a very plain vanilla life. I don't get pictures because I'm not, you know,
Holy shit, that
everything.
Is so shocking to get when you're not ready. Is that really you? I said, shit, that's the wrong one. And I sent a different one of a dude with a huge dick. Then I said, fuck, I think my phone is broken. Todd said, Rory, what are you trying to send me? I said, these are both me, but not my headshots. He said, that's what I figured.
I'm so stupid.
I said, I think my phone is auto-correcting my photos. Then he said, please just send me a nice headshot, that it's nothing else. And I sent a picture of me and Jordan face swapped, which is so creepy looking.
And then I got to tell you something else. Now, this is the one, James Adomian, what's he say? He just texted me Bernie. Well, because he's losing his mind. Last I heard, he doesn't know who he is. I laugh at my own joke. But a mental patient does. Thank you. Can I read you?
I'm getting better at the drums every week. I take lessons.
You are pretty good at the drums.
I'm getting better. Listen to this one.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's right.
Can you do the ba-dum boom like the...
I can try.
What's your? I can try so it will work. Could you do that thing where it's like the locomotion?
Well, I'm not an expert, but let's see what I come up with. Choo choo. Is that close?
You're hard on yourself, aren't you?
You're hard on yourself.
I could tell you weren't happy with the way
I wasn't happy with it. Here's how I practice. I make it harder for myself. I'll start playing, and then I'll do something else verbally, so it makes it tougher to play. Let me play the train thing again.
And then what do you do?
And then you'll see. A, B, C, D, E, E, E. F F F F F F F G H I J K L M N O P. So you see, I make it harder on myself.
You're gonna stop. There's no way you're gonna. I gotta just stop a bit when it's that funny. Oh my God! You sitting over there? First of all, can anybody do that for real?
I mean, somebody can.
Hey, and your voice is so like, oh, you really sound like a moron, but you're some musical virtuoso. Hey, that would be someone that had a lot of control, at least,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because then you're going, ugh.
They would have to be a psychopath.
Jeez, exactly, exactly. I think, unless someone out there that knows more about music than us. Okay, you ready?
I doubt it.
I
doubt it.
Should I read Jen Kirkman's tweet or not?
Yeah, go for it.
Sometimes I wonder if our sense of humor across our texting is something I want to admit. Because it's a little more dark always.
Always.
You know what I mean? Because you're amongst friends.
It's so much more fun.
Well, because you... First of all, it's okay that it has to be that way between some close friends. That they know your opinion so you can make dark jokes because you know what's in their gut.
Yeah.
That's why things you can't say in front of other people because... Well, it's not that it's that bad. Hold on. Here we go. I heard you got that stained glass thing that Patrick Rowdy sent you. She goes, God, it's amazing. I love it. I said, stop hitting on me. She goes, the stained glass picture was of my pussy. And I'm going to hang it so the sun catches it nicely. And Todd, that's not hitting on you. I'm just talking about a pic of my twat. I go, I'm sorry. This is what I said. I think I read into it unnecessarily, and I apologize. I'm glad I'm at my therapist, and I read it to him before I overreacted. I'm fucking driving and screaming. This is her laughing. I hope I don't give a shit if I get a ticket. I go, can I read this on my podcast? Obviously, I have. I never heard back from
her. And she said no.
No, she went, if you don't want me to speak to you anymore, also, oh my God. If you don't want me to speak to you anymore.
Oh, so now she's never going
to
talk to
you again. George Carlin. Hold on. We have to make a decision here. To George Carlin. I also don't know, do you know a good guy? What's this? G-Y-N-E-C-L-O-G-I-S-T. I tried to fuck the stained glass thing, and now I have glass in my pussy. Now, does she really not want me to read this? No, because I swear to George Carlin, when I did ask her here, I never saw this part. She goes,
well, she's not fucking stained glass, is she?
No, that's
would
not
she
the thing.
Do that?
Can I read this on my podcast? Here's what she said. Make a decision here. If you don't, if you don't, I won't speak to you.
Yeah, that's what she meant.
Oh, Jesus. I feel so much better. I got nervous.
I think it was the other one.
I didn't get nervous, but we're doing the podcast Thursday night. I don't want to make Aristotle have to edit stuff out, so I misread it. She's fine with it. Not that it was that big of a deal.
No, I think she's against it, but go ahead.
Well, she's disgusting.
Yeah.
She's disgusting, and she listens to the podcast. Thank you, and no one will tell her.
Religiously, she listens to it.
Oh, she's disgusting.
Can I just say something to all the fans out there? If you're not listening to each episode 3 to 5 times, you're not a real Todd Glass Show fan.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. And a 1, and a 2, and a 1, 2, 3.
I mean, I just listened once. Like, come on. 3.
Did we play this yet?
No.
We did?
No.
Is the guest on this week's Todd Glass Show?
Yeah.
Can I get some reverb?
Rory!
A lot of it.
Rory!
Yeah.
He was last here on the 100th show.
Rory!
His new show begins on November.
Sorry, does that bring up bad memories? Turn the reverb off. Turn the reverb off. How are you? Hello? Oh, we're going to take a call? We have a call. Go ahead.
Go ahead, you're on the Todd Glass Show. Blowjob. Who is this, the cat?
Todd Blowjob.
You're saying blowjob?
No. Blowjob.
Blowjob.
No.
Oh, Jesus. He makes you think you're weird. No. Oh, meow. Because I go, he goes, he changes it completely, and then you're like, oh, shit, I thought I heard him say blowjob.
I think he said blowjob.
Why did you think he said blowjob? Because
meow.
He did.
Meow.
Meow. Go ahead, yeah.
I'm a
cat whisperer. Okay. Well, it seems like a cat licking itself. Okay, now I'm definitely hearing...
Meow.
No, I didn't hear meow. I heard blow.
Meow.
Okay. Now it was like a half a blow.
Meow.
You know what? I can hang up on this. This is ridiculous. Hang up on this call.
Meow.
Aristotle, are you shitting me? Aristotle just put this in front of me on the board. Because I have a board that lights up in front of me, and he types things to me. He says, we're having a problem with our phone system, and we can't hang up on this cat. So I'm going to get to the bottom of this. Okay, what are you saying? Meow. Okay, it's meow job? You're saying meow job. Meow chow.
Blow job.
Okay, blow job. I'm not a fucking idiot. You just said...
Meow job.
Blow job.
Meow job.
Meow, meow, meow. Give me that. Hello? Who is this? Who has my cat been talking to? Hello?
I'm from the Todd Glass Show.
And what are you doing calling my cat?
I did not call your cat, ma'am, in all fairness.
Oh, okay, so you think my cat dialed your phone number? That's what you're accusing my cat of doing?
Okay, first of all, this call is being recorded. You're
good.
Calling into the Todd
Glass
Show.
I hope it's being recorded. I'm recording on my end. I'm over here with my friends trying to do a podcast, and I got you calling my
cat.
We're
doing a podcast.
No. I'm also doing a podcast.
Okay, well, listen, we don't have to get along here.
Well, yes, we do. You're calling my cat, and you're saying sexual things to my cat.
Your cat was calling me on the phone, and we have it recorded, and saying blowjob. I can play.
Okay, listen to yourself, sir. Let me ask
Aristotle,
you this. Let me ask
on,
you, do you smoke pot at your podcast? Do you do drugs?
Okay, that doesn't mean that we are unaware of We're not doing LSD.
Well, it doesn't help your argument that you think my cat is dialing your show and then saying blowjob to you.
Okay, we're going to play. Aristotle, play. Can you go back to that point? Just give me a soundbite from that.
Meow.
Meow.
Meow. Meow. Meow.
This is what you want me to hear?
No, please, just listen. I get it. Just listen to it out.
I don't understand what I'm trying to hear.
It said blowjob. Okay, right there. No, right there as I talked it said it.
Meow.
Right, it sounds like meow to me.
Listen, I look crazy, I get it.
Well, I can't see you. I'm merely on the phone. But I would imagine
In sentiment.
I don't believe that you're doing what's the podcast called?
It's the Todd Glass Show.
Never heard of that. And I know all the podcasts. I'm always in the top five. Every week on downloads.
We're voted number one by the Podcasters Association
I get voted number one by the... Wait, what did you say? You also get voted number one?
We're number one by the Podcasters Association of America.
Well, look, if I'm honest, my podcast has been voted number two the past 3 years.
Oh, you're coming right behind us.
I can't believe this. I can't believe I'm talking to the show that's been number one in front of us for 3 straight years.
Oh, let me take my phone voice off for a second.
Here, let me take,
what's the bit? I got lost.
Let me take my phone voice off.
Oh, you have a...
Hello?
You have a fake voice.
I'm still at my house doing my podcast. You have a fake phone also at your podcast?
Oh, my God.
Oh, the Charleston Special.
Roy Scoble's our guest.
Folks,
listen to this. Listen,
we're doing a raffle.
Roy Scoble, he's on the Todd Glass Show. He's in the barn, right there with Todd. Roy Scoble, the Charleston Special.
Also available at RoryScoble.com.
Joe listens to the show. Don't you think he likes to think that we don't just give some half-assed a half-baked applause?
Yeah,
that's a great song.
Joe! Yeah, Joe!
Yeah, this show would be nothing without you.
Joe!
Listen to the time that went into this.
Stop it. We're clapping for Joe. Blah, blah, blah. I can do what Joe does. It's not that big a deal.
Oh, then maybe we could give you, you want to do something?
I get it. Joe is nice. He makes some jingles, but fucking hard?
Come on. If I give you a little backbeat here, what type would you do for the show?
You want me to do a jingle right now?
Yeah, I guess for the Todd Glass Show. We'll give you a backbeat.
It's the Todd Glass Show tonight. Listen to the Todd Glass Show tonight. If you have a podcast, a way to listen to a podcast,
Okay, that's...
Do you see what I mean?
Well,
are we celebrating him too much?
I do. But do you see the difference in something that, like, this? Do you see the difference? Like, you go, in the time, but do you see the difference in something like the production?
All right, let me hear it. Let me hear it, and then I'll try to do it.
I just let it breathe.
Glory Skull, Glory Skull. Glory Skull, Glory Skull, Glory Skull. Glory Skull, Glory Skull, Glory Skull. Oh, 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 Glory Skull. The chicken sandwich is for joy. Glory Skull, Glory Skull. Glory Skull, Glory Skull, Glory Skull.
Okay, let me... No,
yeah, you hear that? I mean, that's a lot of production.
Is it, though? Give me anything. Give me something
I
can work with here.
I mean, yeah, he does drops for the show.
It's not... I can... Is this for me? Can I do that?
If you like a good podcast, come on down to the Radio Town and listen to the Todd Glass Show. I hope you like it. It's time for us to go.
That's not that hard to do.
Okay, granted, that was good.
That was good, right? And I just that just came to me just now. He's had so much time to put those together, and I just don't...
I mean, play like the... I mean, did I play this one?
Rory!
Yeah?
I mean... Blah, blah, blah.
I got to be honest. You're better than him.
Right? You're starting to see it.
Yes, I'm starting.
Thank you. Thank you.
I hate this bit. I don't play this bit that often, but I'm going out on a limb and know that Joe knows I love him, and I'm going to... No, seriously. It's all bullshit.
It's bullshit.
Now, he listens to the show, and I know he's going to call me. But you're doing a good job over there.
And I'm just making it up. Give me another one. Give me another beat. Let me see what I can work with here.
I don't know how many beats I have. Oh, do you have that? Do you have what do we have?
Give me a dial tone. I mean, I'll show you. I can make something out of this. Is this me? Can I work with this?
No, let's get the country loop.
All right.
I want to get you something.
See, throw me a genre.
No, it's embarrassing. You know what it is? He's slacking.
Thank you.
He's slacking.
Yeah, thanks.
And I'm fucking pissed off.
Yeah. Honestly, this whole time, I was like, oh.
Do you like podcasts?
Please.
Let me do it again. Let me do it again with the reverb.
I don't know if it's good for you. Hey, can...
Ready? Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of reeve. I call it reeve. I don't know if you're in the biz.
Jesus, I didn't know you were that professional.
Reeve.
Is that something like professional people do?
Prof people, yeah. Prof P. Reeve.
What's Prof P?
Professional people.
Wow, they even abbreviate that?
Prof
That's
P.
a sign of, I think, being successful. That's what somebody told me, at least.
Why? Why?
Why what? It
stands for yes.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. Because you got
I talk in texting
Because
lingo.
You have to say, you are so busy in your life, you need to condense everything.
Why?
Why? What's that meaning?
No, yes, I'm saying
oh,
yes.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
The amount of time, every second adds up.
Okay.
1 second, two... Okay, what? What's K?
I'm just saying, okay, I agree with
you. Wow.
Yeah.
Even that you abbreviate.
Totes.
It's like axi, right? Because if you want to get a taxi and you cut off the word, no one hears the tuh.
Exactly.
Axi! Did you axi. Hear it? That saves 1 second. Seconds add up. And at the end of the year, you know what I do with all my seconds? I take a vacation.
Where do you go?
Wherever we want to go.
Name a place. I'll put it in a jingle. I'll show you how Joe's no hot shit. The beach.
I think we have something. What
and a 1, 2, 3, 7, 6.
Okay. Do you like podcasts? Do you like Todd Glass? Then check out this original jingle by DJ Rory Scovel. I love podcasts. I love Todd Glass. I like it when his verbs I can reach. When I vacation, I go to the beach.
Can it be a sing-along?
Of course it can.
ta 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 ta
Right? Not that fucking hard.
I got to make a call here.
Talk to Joe this weekend. Set him straight. Okay? Let him know. Hey.
Hello, is this Jordan? No, is this Jordan? I'm calling from QVC.
Chicken.
About the chicken rotisserie.
Chicken sandwich.
Is Rory there for this bit? Rory?
Hello?
Hi.
Hey.
Hi, I'm calling you from Rotisserie Chicken.
Yeah.
Yeah, you brought a chicken. How's the roaster? You loving it?
Oh, yeah, I guess it's good.
Well, I'm glad to see you're loving it. Hey, yeah. Listen, you said you were going to tell 10 friends. That's why you got half price.
Oh.
We just didn't get a call from anybody with your code number.
Oh.
There's a code number at the bottom. It's your name with some numbers.
Well, to be fair, that doesn't mean I didn't call the 10 people.
It doesn't, but it's funny that we wouldn't get one.
Well, I mean,
I'm going to be honest with you. There are some times you're right.
I called 20, you probably get one. I think it's more 1 out of 20 than it is 1 out of 10.
You were supposed to call 50.
Well, you said...
No, 20. I'm sorry. I'm just new here, ripping people off.
Oh, you're new.
I mean servicing people.
Oh, you're new.
No, let's go back to the bit. Listen, do you have it? We didn't get any. I don't think you're being honest with me. And let me tell you something. You might think you have one on me. You might have lied to yourself so much that you're literally convincing yourself you're right. And at some level, you know you're not, but you don't know. Here's the deal. You don't think I definitely know. And you're right. I don't.
Yeah.
But my gut feeling, and that's what you hold on to, this small percentage that I'm not going to be able to trust my instincts. My instincts say you didn't call one person. If you want to come and surface at someone that's going to tell me I absolutely called 10 people, and you can live with yourself, and you don't think that bleeds over into your everyday life, the lies and the perception, or take a deep breath and go, dude, you got me. What's going on? Who'd you call?
My dad died last weekend.
No. You know what?
I'm just merely saying my dad died last week.
My dad died a long time ago.
But he was.
And I didn't use it to take advantage of people.
He was one of the people I called, so I'm telling you why he probably didn't call, because he died.
Okay, that one is a good excuse, but we didn't get one call. So I get it. You still have 19 calls.
It's not like I have a ton of free time. My sister just had a baby.
All right, listen, I think we see where this is going. You know, we didn't get one code pushed in.
Well, how is
name I... What, name, so that's still 17 people.
My sister just had a baby.
Okay. My sister had a baby, too.
What I'm saying is I called and told the baby. I don't know that she's capable of calling in. She's little.
Because I don't want to argue with you, I'm going to say, let's say it's 15 people. Let's chop 5 off. We didn't get one.
All right. You know how some people are born without some senses?
All right, listen, I don't want to edit.
All right, look. It's not that it's a sense, but I have a buddy who can hear amazingly, but he can't talk, and I called him. So he definitely heard what I said, but he wasn't able to then call you because he could only – he's great at hearing, but he doesn't have a voice.
Listen.
So that's 3
okay.
My two-week-old niece, my dad, my friend without a voice.
There's still 12 people, though.
I mean...
So out of 12 people, we're just doing it. Look, it's going to be a long time before I stop doing this to you, because even if you narrow it down to 8, let's go to 8.
Okay.
Okay, 8 people. Out of 8 people, we don't get one call.
Well, here's the other thing. So my friend, I think he was apprehensive because he gets ripped off a lot. He has a one-way telephone, so I think that's why he didn't call. Last year, he got conned into buying a one-way telephone, so he can't make outgoing calls. So... he's one of them, so I did call him. I've called 4 people on your list so far. You know, and not everyone has a perfect life like you do, sir. Not everyone's life can be as perfect as yours is.
Mute Valley Sound. Mute Valley Sound. Mute Valley Sound.
Oh my God.
Mute Valley Sound.
Pure joy.
Mute Valley Sound. Mute Valley Sound.
So much fun. I got to ask. I hate to do it, but it's like when you get a massage and you want to look up at the wall and hope you have a lot of time left.
You know what I thought you were going to say? Well, you get a massage, but you look at the wall and you go, I hope I don't come too quick. That was every massage I get.
You heard about...
How many massages have you ever had where you were legit like, oh, I hope I don't get a boner? Because that happens. People get boners during
always,
massage.
Always.
But you always hope you don't, or you like always get one?
I feel like if I tell you something, you're going to laugh.
Of course I am.
Well, then I'd rather not tell you.
Your most honest friend.
But I tie it down with 7 pieces of rope.
Whoa.
Yeah, string. Yarn.
That's 7 pieces of yarn?
Yeah, well, I was using rope, but it was costing me too much. I get a massage
chafing,
every day.
Chafing horribly.
I get a massage every day. Okay, so listen. I got your nephew. Now, Rory, I want you to be honest with me here.
Okay.
I'm always want to be a supportive person. And this is real, to mashed potatoes. And I don't want to make you edit anything out. So what time is it?
It's 8:39.
It is 8:39.
8:39? Okay, so we're going to go. God, it goes so quick. Well, I'm not letting you out of
here.
That's
life. Life moves at its own pace.
Mm-hmm. You said it, mister. You certainly said it. Okay, so here we go. So so I'm going to play them. You sent Aristotle, or I think you sent Aaron this afternoon, them singing. And we'll listen to it. Okay. Let's put a little reverb in it. I think it'll... But... Hold on, pause it. Is this your nephew?
I mean, so far it sounds...
Okay. And by the way, I just want to just go ahead.
Oh, my love, oh my darling, I hunger for your touch.
That's him. That's him.
And
he's good. He seriously sounds nice.
Have you ever heard of American Idol or
The Voice? Yeah.
He's never heard of those shows.
Time goes by.
How old is he?
So slowly.
He's 4.
40.
He's 40. He's 40.
Can do so much. Are you?
Well, that's the thing.
He's actually good.
He's 4. He's 4 years old.
He's only 4.
He's only 4.
He's good for 4.
Need your love.
I'm being honest.
Yeah.
Is he really 4 to mashed potatoes?
He's 4 years old.
I need
hear it right there.
He's good. That's adorable.
He has mature vocal cords.
I need your love.
I'm not kidding you. God, this is heartbreaking. It's adorable. He's 4
to me.
4 years old. He's wearing Lederhosen in this. He loves it. He loves Lederhosen. I buy it for him every Christmas. So four Christmases so far. So he's got 4 options.
He's good.
Yeah. You ever see The Sound of Music?
He's 4 years old.
He's wearing like that kind of Lederhosen. High socks. Little hat. Little Peter Pan style hat. Just see it.
So people pay to see him?
Starting to get facial hair already. Very early puberty.
He's so produced.
If someone doesn't draw my nephew I just described, you're a horrible people.
You go, he's 4, he already started growing facial hair. It's sad, it's the most sad, and it's also the most funny, because it's like, it's a parody of someone, you know, that's not really what happens in real life, but it's a parody of that.
Right.
They're already at 4, but he's out there singing every night, growing facial hair, he's already smoking a
cigarette. He plays the clubs.
I don't know what I'm talking about, I'm losing my mind, everybody. I'm losing my mind. So I think we dealt with it with that rotisserie chicken. Sometimes I like to get a little meaner with it.
Yeah.
You want to go a little meaner?
Wait, on
the rotisserie chicken. Like, tell me to go fuck myself.
Yeah.
Hello? Who, hello?
Yeah, you didn't send the money.
Excuse me?
You didn't send the money.
This is how you start a phone call?
I'll tell you how I'm going to start this phone call.
Didn't send the money?
Yes,
is this Jacob?
This is Jacob.
I told you. I didn't know that that... I didn't know she was a prostitute.
I'm gonna come over there and fuck you up.
I didn't know she was a prostitute.
I'm gonna fuck you up.
Hold on. Is this about the prostitute?
No, this is about the rotisserie chicken.
Oh, my God. I thought it was about the prostitute.
I don't know anything about no prostitute.
Well, just so you do know, before we go any further, I owe money because I slept with a prostitute. You're not a cop, are you?
No, I just work at a rotisserie chicken place, and I want to...
Well, then why are you calling me?
Because you bought one of our rotisserie chicken ovens, and you said you would tell 20 friends.
Yeah, what's a shitty oven? You want to know the truth? It's a shitty oven.
I record these calls.
Good. Play them for people.
I'm going to play this.
You think a guy who sleeps with prostitutes and doesn't pay up gives a fuck about a rotisserie oven?
Was it moist and juicy?
It was the best chicken I've ever had in
my
life.
Are you being serious?
I'm being 100% serious.
Why was it so good?
I don't know. I guess you guys just understand the engineering of what an oven should be and the right temperature and the how long it should be in there. And not to mention, you know, you had those coupons in the box, so I decided, hey, I'll buy the chicken from the distributor that they're recommending. And, I mean, they got to be farm-fresh chickens.
It sounds like this chicken changed your life.
It definitely made me a better person. Oddly enough, I lost 10 pounds by eating just chicken out of your rotisserie chicken. That's how I got the prostitute interested in having sex with me.
Well, then you know what? You can let it go. We'll eat the cost.
Well, she died. That prostitute, she died.
Why do you have to make it sad?
What? Is that sad? You don't know her? Hello? Hello?
I hear you. Rory, he won't let me. You can see I'm fading out in a bit. Rory's like, hello, 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 are you there?
You can't get this guy off the phone. Hello, you were calling about the ovens?
Your niece sings too? Hello?
Hello, I just got a...
Yes.
Is this Jacob?
Yes, it is.
I'm the guy you just called about the ovens. It seemed. Did you hang up on me?
Look. I would, no, just
look,
don't worry about
it. I feel bad. You
don't
want
worry.
Me to call 10 people?
No, you did enough.
All right. Well, here's the thing, and you're going to think I'm lying.
I don't.
I did call 10 people.
I believe you.
It just so happens they all work for your company. So, of course, they're not going to call
you
in.
You called different extensions here?
I called different extensions at your office, so why would those people call you?
Well, they now already... that you think about it, but I can see how you wouldn't have thought about that. Yeah. I'm just trying to deal with him like a guy with a bomb. No, now I totally understand what you're saying. It makes total sense.
Everybody at your office.
It makes total sense now.
And they none of them wanted to buy one. I guess they get them for free.
You want to call somebody?
Yeah.
Get your phone out. Wow. Tell you what.
8:45.
People are getting
their money's worth with this show.
How much do you charge?
Nothing. I make it at the clubs on the candies.
Who should we call?
Please. This is a bit called Boom Boom Boom. Do you like it? It's Wait. Called Boom Boom Boom. Where? I mean, bum 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 bum. How can you imitate that sound?
Am I close?
I don't know.
You know how you can't hear? You know how you can't hear
You're
your own voice?
You're not close.
Let me try. Let's play it one more time.
Well, I don't know if I want to do it any longer.
Play it one more time.
Oh, yeah, you got it. Don't you do it.
That sounded like I was...
All right, that's not... Is this show, you know what my new show's called? If I'm going to do shit like this, Is This Necessary with Todd Glass? Can you picture? Give me some betting music. Would you like the commercials for Is This Necessary? Every week you listen to Todd Glass and his guests talk about things that don't matter. Here's Rory Scovel on the show.
Hey, Rory, you're a chicken. Bark, 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 bark.
That's like a commercial. I don't like the bit. I got nervous in my own skin.
I love it.
I don't.
Hey. Remember from before?
All that time. Remember that from before?
Who should I call?
Oh. Yeah, let's make a nice call to someone you didn't expect it. Who? I don't know.
Do it through here? Or how do you do it?
Do you want to try to give someone a compliment, or what do you want to do? I think it's fun to see if you can. No, because then they think you're fucking with them.
Let's just see call how somebody. Slyly. Just have a normal conversation.
Who can you call?
And do I just...
Yeah, yeah, you just hold it up.
All right.
And everyone here will point to you and tell you you're doing it wrong. Just try to take their direction.
All right.
That's the way it happens. You hold the phone up and three people point to you, and I never know what they mean. I think, oh, do they mean
do you want to do it or do you want me to do it?
I want you to do it.
You got to hold like the button
yeah,
of the phone.
It's everyone.
Like there, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Everyone's doing like that.
Or should I do the ear?
Hey, Keith,
part?
Do you have anything you want to promote?
Not
didn't your movie that you... Oh, he's got to grab the mic. They can't talk into the air anymore. They feel like it doesn't count. They feel like they're afterthoughts. No one wants to talk into the air, and I love when people talk into the air.
I'll talk into the air all day, Todd.
I'm an air talker.
He says it on the microphone. I'll talk into the air all day. What movie festival did Earbuds get into?
Earbuds got into the San Francisco Documentary Festival.
Yeah.
And very excited to have the world premiere of Graham Elwood's film there.
And they said some kind things about it.
They said that it was...
powerful.
Like earth-shattering.
Oh.
Groundbreaking.
Good. I'm glad that it got in there. I hope it gets into some other festivals, too. Graham and me are not talking.
Well, if you watch the movie, you can see why.
We are talking, by the way. And we're, you know, I know we're in the middle of this bit, whatever it is, with you, because you got your phone out here.
Yep.
But the feuds that you started on Twitter, oh, Jesus, to George Carlin.
Yeah.
I love him and hate him.
Yeah.
Because I don't want people to think we're fighting, because I don't want that type of relationship.
I do want people thinking it.
I know
I
you
love
do,
it so
but
much.
I hate it. And then once I, remember that
because
one
Because the
time?
Best is when the people are like, this isn't real. But then not letting up, they go, well, maybe I don't know.
Because you know what, one night, you know what, I remember.
I mean, us talking about it now will ruin all future feuds.
No, it won't, because you'll somehow make it think that Todd did get mad at something. I know we said it before. But here's the thing. So that one night, I let loose. I let my guard down, because I really don't want to, like, you know, be, you know what I'm, if they know it's a bit, I'd rather people know it's a bit. I know they didn't all, because I got a lot of people that ask me, and then people go, it's good to see you guys getting along. I'm like, we never didn't get along. So that one night I went back, and I thought I was so over the top that I thought that would be the giveaway.
Of
but
course,
no,
yeah.
No, I would say things to you. I'd go, oh, listen, boring Scoville. Who's going to do that? And I would call you Lori Scoville, boring yeah. Scoville. I would call you every
You're
other
like, Jesus, Todd, lay off. People start defending me.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened, but Todd, you got to pump the brakes. All right, let's call Jay Larson. What do you think?
He's going to be mean.
That'll be fun.
He's the most loving person I've ever met that leads with aggression. And that guy's got a lot of love. He's great. Isn't Jay Larson great?
I love
Every him. Time you're around him, you re-remind yourself what's so great about him.
Yeah.
But then he leads with aggression.
Yo.
Hey. Hello. Jay.
Yo.
What's up, man?
Nothing. What's going on?
Just hanging out. Jordan. Cool. Jordan and I were thinking about watching a movie, and I thought you had said something about a... Didn't when there's some movie you recommended you said you and Kate went to see?
When would I have recommended this?
It was like 2 weeks ago or something.
No, I can't think of any movie that we recommended. She's actually... I'm on my last nerve with this chick in here.
What? Who?
I had to step outside. Who the hell are we talking about, bro? Kate, what do you think? I'm in here with Jordan. You're watching a movie with her. What other women have we just discussed?
You and Kate? You're on your last nerve with Kate?
We're arguing. We'll have to spell it out for you. I can't just say I'm on my last nerve. I have to explain. Yes.
What do you...
No,
why? What happened?
Nothing happened, Rory. It's not like I just pulled a knife on her. I'm just... You're married. You know what the deal is. You're living with someone that you shouldn't... You know... It's not natural for two people to be together in a marriage, for crying out loud, Roy. I think we know this. Okay? So now I'm stuck with her, and every single day something goes on. I got to deal with it. She's not going anywhere. She's going to be there tomorrow.
Please. Do you want me to say something to her? You want Jordan to talk to her?
Why is Jordan laughing in the background anyway?
Because I do. I still have the TV
no,
on.
No, you motherfucker.
Yeah, what?
No, you motherfucker. You what? Did that before. You got me. You got me fucking good. And I can't hold on any longer because now I know. I
what are
get,
you talking
you
about?
Texted him. You texted
no,
him.
No, I didn't.
You swear. I want to end this bit right now. To George Carlin, did you text him? Did you text him? It went on long enough and it got me. And I love that it got me. I just want to know because Jay did a great fucking job. And then the way you kept looking at me, I knew, and I thought about it. I thought, no, this could be what it was before. What?
What?
Doesn't he get it? Doesn't he get it? He's never going to get me. I got people everywhere, TG. This is the best thing. He comes at me last night saying, oh, Larson always comes into people. He's always aggressive. And I'm like, is this who I am? It's a good time. He's like, yeah, no, but it's a little much. You know what I mean? Sometimes you just, you know, I know it's who you are. And it's East Coast. And I get it. And I'm like, if anyone's aggressive, it's Todd Glass, for crying out loud. He screams constantly on stage, and here I am at a benefit. He's in my face just because I'm trying to pal around because I just like it's the only way in the house. And it just shuts me down. Then I'm insecure. Then I'm feeling insecure. And he just put it on me. And then he tries to come at me. You're trying to come at me on my night off when I'm at home with my family? You fuck.
Oh, my God. God damn it, I love you more now than I ever have before in my entire life. If you listen to the opening of the show, you'll know how I think about you. I do mention the aggression, but I also say some really nice things, and then you deliver like this. You
didn't say anything nice.
Oh, yes, I did.
You said, why would you call him? Why do you even know him?
He's going to listen to the show, Rory.
Jay, have you ever listened to the Todd show?
No, he'll listen if we say.
I'll be straight up. I didn't even know he had a show. Let me say this. Even if Rory hadn't tipped me off... If he hadn't, you think anyone is ever going to get me? I would have freaking read it. Rory's acting was horrible. What do you mean, Jay? Tell me what's going on. Shut up. Like an episode of Ground Floor, which was unwatchable.
Shut the fuck up.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
I'm so glad that you booked such an interesting guest that you have to call me. Unbelievable. Which, by the way, never been invited to do the show. By the way,
Jay's never been invited to the show.
By the way, you are first of all, you absolutely have two George Carlin, and you could break that word. It might not mean anything to you, but to me, our listeners know that if I'm saying it, I mean it. And then I did, and then we tried twice, and maybe even three times. And the last time, and by the way, I will tweet this print out of the text. I said, call me tomorrow. Or text me and let's try to figure out a good time to do this.
And Jay never did.
He did. I called him. I left a message, and the last was he never got back to me.
He never got back to you.
By the way,
no.
Hold on,
your lawyer.
Let me finish.
As
let
your
me,
lawyer,
no, you're not my lawyer. Let me finish. Oh my,
you're not my lawyer. I'm.
No, let me. Come on.
Let me say this. I think it was I.
It is my lawyer.
Todd. And in Todd Glass fashion, he was texting me back like a month and a half later.
No. To George Carlin, by the way, our text will prove. I'd like to be when people get back in touch with me right away, and I get back in touch with everybody all the time at the most a day later.
Guys,
and
we can look at these texts. Let me tell you something.
We can because I'm being totally serious. Am I being, what do we call it when you feel like you're feeling, you're being overly, I'm acting, what's the word?
Well, here's the...
No, don't say anything, because I don't want to edit it. But,
Should I tell... Should I tell?
He's got to edit his podcast.
Should I tell Jay now? Should I tell Jay now?
Yes.
Jay, there isn't a podcast. We're at a party with a bunch of casting directors.
They would hire him.
I see. This is why I'm not friends with casting directors, because then you end up in the same boat as Todd Glass. You just don't work.
Really, why does he have to get?
He goes aggressive.
He goes aggressive.
You guys keep coming at me. I'll just keep coming at you. Here's the deal: is I'm so afraid to be mean. Like that's why I'm not good at roast because I feel like I'm going to be like it's going to come off like real. And I love Todd Glass more than anyone. It even hurt me to just say that.
But you just texted me and said the next. You said the next 5 minutes. I'm lying.
That's a good point. All right, is this charade over? Can I get back inside and mend my broken relationship?
All right. Try to fix your marriage. You've been a lot of fun. I'll see you at church on Sunday.
Wow, that was crazy.
We go to church together.
You do?
Jay says no one pranks him.
Did you, to George Carlin, did you know?
Of course.
Jesus Christ, he was so fucking dumb. Man, he delivered. That, the way he was just doing it and just... Oh, Jesus. I think now, oh, Jesus, that was great.
Yeah.
I liked that he fucking worked.
Yeah.
He was boom, 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 and he was funny.
You're great.
Operator, we have to go in for the close. We have like 20 minutes.
Hello.
I know.
Hi. Hello.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, you hung up on me a little bit ago.
Oh, no, I don't need money from the rotisserie chicken.
Anyways, thing. Look, I bought a rotisserie chicken. I was supposed to call 10 people.
No, you're good.
My name is, well, I don't want to give you my name. It doesn't matter. But I just
No. Listen, I'm going to hang up on you.
Look, the company makes me call people. So
you don't
I'm just
have
calling
to.
You.
I let it, because of all
Anyways,
that you did.
You're going to be interested in one of these rotisserie ovens. You're going to like
no,
it.
No, I work here.
Oh, I, okay,
you
so I keep
calling.
Ah, sorry. My bad. I just hit the last number.
Yeah,
well,
can't.
Now you know I'm making the effort. Hi.
It's
He thinks that proves something.
Well, now you know. I am calling people.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, my. This is the Todd Glass Show, everybody.
That's right. Our guest is Rory Scovel.
Hey.
Keith is here.
And a one, and a two, and a one, two, three.
Wow. You know what we're going to do to go in for the close?
Yeah.
By the way, can I show you something real quick?
Yeah.
As we turn this music off. Other shows. Listen to me. Not yet. Other shows. What are the producer? What? You're not saying
there
anything.
There was just bad at mouthing?
Rory was holding up 10 fingers and doing no mouthing at all. And I'm like, what is he trying to say? And he's just going like, if he just said vanilla or like, blah, 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 blah. Like he just, like he acted like he was just moving his tongue like that, blah, 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 without the sound, but going, moving his hands over. I thought he was trying to say something. He's trying to say nothing.
Stunt code.
So anyway, that was worth talking about. That's the name of my new show. Was that worth talking
that
about?
That was worth it.
What are we doing right now? Come on, help me out. We were just in the middle of something.
We're going to do the drive, the chase.
We've got a call over here.
No.
We got a call.
I got it. Hey, we were going to do something, and we're going to, but first this. Now, other shows, and Howard Stern, the producer's in another room, right? Because it's a real show.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to a podcast where the producer sits at the table? Like, is that just a joke podcast? Or is that, because that's weird. The producer sits at the table, right?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Producer's behind a glass wall, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like our producer, Aristotle, he doesn't just sit at the table. He's behind a...
Right.
He's behind a piece of glass. Of course.
That's right.
Yeah, you don't just... He's in another room. There's a plexiglass. There's a...
Are
yeah.
you guys talking about me? I couldn't...
Oh, yeah, Aristotle, I just saw...
I'm over
here
in the other room drinking some coffee.
Yeah, I know. I saw you over in the corner with our new banner.
Spitting in the coffee.
That's what
you have a new banner.
That the new promotion guide does. I already saw you got us a new banner for the flea market live promotion we're doing.
Yeah, we always get excited about those flea markets, so we got the new banner. And we did the... make it look like graffiti... You know, because you said it would attract the kids, the younger kid, the teenagers would go, oh, look, that looks like a cool station.
Rory Scovel's on the Todd Glass Show.
We wrote a song for you. Can we get a lot of reverb? Hold on, listen. Let this... Rory's on the Todd Glass Show tonight. Rory's on the Todd Glass Show tonight. Hold on. Turn on the music off. Okay, maybe they're just singing. I'm losing my mind. I'm sorry. Okay, now... I'm losing my mind. I guess he's just saying Rory's on the tag. Okay, right there. Meow. Okay, maybe I'm losing my mind.
Rory Scovel's on the Todd Glass Show.
Rory Scovel's on the Todd Glass Show. Do you want to know how we're going to close the show? With this song.
Wait, before we do the song, I just want to say something.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so I'll be in Seattle this Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday doing shows at the Jewel Box Rendezvous Theater.
Heard that's a cool place.
It's a really fun, hip room. Lot of cool dudes, lot of cool chicks.
Now, you like when people go and be nice and good laughers.
Yeah, I'm into that. I've always liked that.
I tell people, go to see Rory. If you're living in that city and you're thinking, oh, we should go see him. No, go see him.
Yeah, and watch the show. Take it in. Absorb it.
Absorb it. It's great what he does.
I'm just trying to make it all up. I'm just seeing what happens. It's an experimental show.
I love your show. I heard
Sunday,
it's
Monday,
boring.
Tuesday. It's a little boring.
I heard your show's boring. Is that
and
true?
And here we go.
I heard your show's boring. I heard your show's boring.
Yeah, it's different. That's
yeah,
it's different.
Boring. I
but
heard
no,
boring.
Different. People say different.
I heard boring.
It means the same thing, but it's different.
No, I heard boring, though.
My show's a little different.
I just heard boring. That's all I'm saying.
It moves at a different pace. It's a different kind of show.
I don't know. I've never seen it. A friend of mine just said boring, so I
your friend
know
maybe
what
hasn't seen
said.
A lot of shows, so they don't understand what different means. It's different.
Boring.
Nope, order up. Hold on. Who had the country fried steak?
Oh, you're serving?
When I do podcasts, I also kind of serve. Who had the country fried steak with Master?
So I want to thank everybody. We're going to end with a little song. I like to say a little song. Jimmy Jr., also Keith.
And a one, and a two, and a one, two, three.
Oh, jeez, how could that be?
Earbuds documentary.
And I want to turn to this young gentleman over here at Clay Valley Sounds.
Mute Valley Sounds.
Mute Valley Sounds. I'm kidding. Mute Valley Sounds. And good job on the board tonight. You
great
feeling
board
good?
Work.
You feel comfortable?
Yeah.
I want to put your picture on Facebook. You know why? Because Joe sent me a picture of himself.
So cute.
When we go when
you got a nice
people,
beard.
When you go places, people should say, "There's Aaron." What's your last name?
Roche.
Aaron Roche from the Todd Glass Show.
Aaron.
And then they can come over, and sometimes you lend people money. You try to be nice. People are in a.
Aaron, hi. Is this Aaron Roche?
Oh,
I recently bought a rotisserie oven, and this guy said he'd murder my family if I didn't call 10 people, so.
You're calling the Todd Glass Show, Rory. I'm sitting right across from you.
Wait, do I have to call 10 people now also?
No.
It's a chain letter phone
like,
call.
Like the ring.
No,
when you watch
do.
It, you have to make somebody
if
else watch it.
If you don't call
10 get,
people,
like,
you'll die in a,
oh my God.
A rotisserie oven. You'll get cooked in an oven.
Wait, hang
like
on, Todd.
Hansel and Gretel.
I got to hang up on this guy and go make some more phone calls.
You don't have to make any phone calls. This guy's full of shit.
He said I'm going to die.
It's true. It's a curse. If you don't call people, you die in a rotisserie oven.
And a one and a two and a one, two, three.
That's my agent. Now they're coming up to the house.
Can I tell you the difference between me and other shows? Other shows, if the doorbell rings, they run over. Oh, we're introducing a new character.
Yep.
You know what I say? I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit. Who cares?
Who gives
who
a shit?
Who the fuck cares about
you? We don't care.
Let's run over and answer the door.
It might be important.
Quiet, everybody. Quiet. There's somebody at the door.
It might be important.
There's somebody at the door. There's somebody at the door.
I wonder if it'll be important.
Get out of here.
They didn't get the message.
Do they think we're here's us? Oh, let's go get the door because we care. So other shows they all do that, but we don't even care because we're just like
they're probably
oh,
just ringing
the
doorbell for us.
The way that I answer, ring the doorbell.
Door.
Ring the doorbell. I'll show you how I do it at my house. Did you hear that?
Then they leave if they're selling stuff.
Get out! Oh. Give me a minute. Hold on. Yeah, do it. My dick! Hold on! I'm coming to the door. And then it's on them. It's on them to stay or leave.
Now, then they'll leave, probably. Give me other ones you would do. Hold on.
Ah, fuck! My neck is bleeding!
Okay, move
Give
away.
Me a second. Here's I'm what, on my way.
Go over away from the mic so it sounds like we just hear you in the room. Okay, here we go. Give me one. It's going to be so much funnier. I need like five of them from you. They're great. They're great. Here we go.
Ah, shit! I burned my dick again! I'm on my... No, don't leave. I'm coming. Oh, my God! The prostitute's not breathing. Give me 1 second. Ah! I'm allergic to sound. I'm one of those people.
Come over
I'm
here.
I'm on my way.
Come over here. I just realized something. This is the first time at this place I thought about our neighbors, what they would think. Isn't it funny, a bit taken out of context? It's like, what? There's nothing could be happy going on there.
Like, oh, my God, the guy next door's dick is on fire. And there's a dead prostitute who's come to back to life, so it's kind of a good thing.
No, it's been fun. Sure, it's been fun. Oh, you're going to believe it. You're not going to believe it.
I did a lot of prostitute stuff tonight.
I don't like the amount of prostitute stuff I did. I take it all back. Okay.
Rory Scovel's been our guest.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, you're fine. You're special.
Go to Rory Scovel's in heaven in a marketplace. Molly is the singer in a band. Desmond says to Molly, girl, I like your face. And Molly says the same. takes him by the hand.
It's a hard one.
Oh, blah, dee, oh, blah, da. Life goes on. Life goes on.
Rory Scovel.
Oh, blah, da. Life goes on.
No, I don't like it.
The life goes on.
I don't like it because it says bra. You know when some people go bra and they go bra? I don't like it, but we'll finish it off. You can just make sounds.
Back to Molly.
Hold on, stop. The only way we close, you just make sounds, but you can't sing, but it has to be the rhythm of the song.
Okay.
Wait, hold on. I have to make an executive decision.
Okay.
We can't close with this.
Why?
I'm just have to close for the first time. We don't have a closing.
This is the first ever non-closing closing?
We don't have a closing. We just have to admit it to the people, and we just have to get off the airway.
I have an executive question.
I'm being... What?
Is this technically a closer?
No, it won't have a closer.
But I mean, is the non-closer the closer?
I can't say that. I can't say yes to that, because that's him saying it's a closer. We just have a show that doesn't have a closer, and I'm sorry.
I think we all just leave the room.
I'm not...
I think we just leave.
I want to know that I had a great time, but I just... No close.
Yeah, you know, that happens. That does happen.
So thank you.
Well, I'll leave first.
All right.
But I hope you don't mind. I have a weird walk.
Who's doing that? I think we're just going to have to close with one of your jingles that you wrote for the show. If you want to close.
Do you want me to come back into the room?
Oh.
Yes. Yes, I'm in. I'm sorry.
I ran over. Oh, God. Hey.
Will you close with one of your jingles that you write?
Oh, yes. Of course I will.
Thank you. What song? Do you want guitar music just live that Keith can do some guitar music?
Yeah. Keith, does that sound good to you? Kind of show Joe a little thing or two.
Well, it doesn't have to be a competition.
Tonight you listen to the Todd Glass Show. Now the time has come for us to go. We'll be back next week, we promise you that. But between now and then, don't sit on your ass and don't become big and fat. It is the Todd Glass Show, the Todd Glass Show. It is the Todd Glass Show, the Todd Glass Show. And now it's time for us to go. The Todd Glass Show.
Chicken oven.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear. It's not the way you do your hair. But it's you I like. The way you are right now. The way down deep inside you. Not the things that hide you, not your toys. They're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you. Your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling. It's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you I like, it's you I like.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.